Welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. This is our initial reaction to Fulham's 2-1 loss to Tottenham Hotspur at Craven Cottage. Fulham got sucker punched at the very end of this match to lose. It is, again, very upsetting the way Fulham lost, and we're just going to share our initial reactions. I'm going to first go to Mr. Danilo, who was at Craven Cottage today. Emilio, how you doing after that sucker punch?
Yeah, totally devastated, really. Just a complete silence in the stadium, you know, and then that feels like daylight robbery. And a lot of it, we have to blame ourselves, because I thought second half, we just sat back far too much. And
yep.
But to be honest, overall, you know, you know what, great first half, should have been two goals up. Again, we paid the price for not taking our chances, but we kept giving the ball away too cheaply in that second half. And we sat back and sat back and sat back. And even in the last few minutes, you know, protect the draw rather than trying to snatch a late winner. And unfortunately, we kept giving the ball away too cheaply. And it felt inevitable they were going to score. It just had it written all over that Tottenham were going to nick a late winner. You just smelt it in the cold winter air. And it's just absolutely heartbroken. But there's positives to take as well. Let's be totally honest. We played a Champions League team today and competed with them for, you know, certainly in the first half. So we shouldn't be totally, disappointed with how we lost. I think it's just gutted, really, that we've dropped a point, if not more.
Okay, very good. Mr. Janais, I'm going to go to you next. Just your opening thoughts on this very disappointing loss. The way it went down was just extremely, like I said, gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it was. I felt we deserved at least a point. I thought we played very well today. There were a number of players that I thought were excellent, and we gave it everything we had. And, you know, it's, the difference between a club like us and Tottenham isn't so much, you got the breadth of your squad, it's also the depth. And, I mean, you've got players coming off the bench, and Kudu helped set up the second goal.
Yep.
But the key to this game was going to be the way it's always been all year long, and that's individual mistake. I think collectively the effort was tremendous. It really was. But individual mistakes did us in. We could have got a couple of calls going the right way. They didn't.
Yep.
But if this is the way they're going to battle for the rest of the season, it can give us a little bit of hope. I think Mr. Khan, if he was at the game, you know, we don't have a game next Saturday. And he needs to, if he's serious about us staying up, he's got to get reinforcements in. But Babel, I thought, made a big impact.
He did
today.
I agree.
So I'm very disappointed, but I was heartened by the effort. I really thought we put a shift in, and it was just cruel that we ended up coughing it up in the last minute.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. But, you know, again, they caused their own problems. The two goals, we could talk about that briefly. But I hear what you're saying, Giannis. The effort was there. And, again, it was errors defensively that led to two goals. It's just not doing your job at the very end. And that's what's going to leave me. Mr. Cohen, your thoughts.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, how do you reconcile the excellent first 45 minutes, which – I really thought was one of the best 45 minutes of the entire season, when we went really toe-to-toe with Tottenham, we dominated them. How do we reconcile that with the abject throwing away of the match in the second half? And it's all about points now. And we don't expect anything from this match, to be fair, but when we're in that position, 1-1, 92nd minute, 93rd minute, you can't attack. I think when Rico, the moment I'm going to focus on is when he gathered that ball he had in his hands, and he decided to punt it up seconds after he received it. You don't go and try to win it with 30 seconds to go. You take your chances and you secure the point, because you just knew as soon as Tottenham won the ball back, shifted it to the left wing. Emilio said it perfectly. You know, he smelt it. And I think every Fulham fan around the world had the feeling of dread sinking, because we almost knew what was going to happen when Winks headed in it and the Spurs fans went crazy. It was sickening. And it seems every week, we talk about a new low for Fulham, and this is another one, Russ. But
it's, can it get any worse?
Listen, I was probably a bit naive to tweet at halftime. I was optimistic. I said, listen,
yep, I saw
25 stuff to build on, and that stuff doesn't go away just because we lost in a heartbreaking fashion. It doesn't go away, but what we are left with is another feeling of pessimism. What I am going to say is that after the Burnley match, no one thought we could pick ourselves up. Everyone wrote us off, and no one at all expected that first 45 after Burnley. So what I think Ranieri has shown is he can motivate the lads after a terrible performance. But I don't think the game management was good. I think
I was going to say that. I just slightly disagree, man.
Go ahead, Emilio.
I was one of those bullish people. I spoke on the Tottenham fan show the other night, and I was actually quite bullish. I actually, even to this day, I was adamant we would get something from the game. You know, I thought Tottenham are weakened, but I thought the Babel signing will give us maybe be a little bit more offensive and more of a threat in this pace and strength. It worked today. You know, I think that many people were pessimists. I don't disagree with you, Max, but you know, I certainly was out there thinking before the game.
We need more fans like you.
You know, I said, look, at the end of the day, don't give up. I was on Twitter last night saying, guys,
I'm with you.
Get behind the crowd, give, you know, pressurize Tottenham. And we did that first half. And, you know, I think my views basically were that the substitutions were in, all three were ineffective. And Ryan Sessegnon loved his passion for the club, but didn't really do nothing of note. More offside than telling passes, to be honest. So that was a concern for me.
Offside frequently, I can say.
Yeah, very, very. And at the point that Babel came off, we offered very little offensive threat. And it was very much...
It was actually a step back, Emilio, when he came off.
Hang in. Exactly. Yeah. And it was only a matter of time. But you've got to... Sometimes we harry the ball too much. Sometimes we're too excited. You try to play the long ball, you lose possession. Don't give possession away to a team who like to pass the ball, who are much more crisper at passing than we are. And, you know, that goal was... You smelt that goal coming, and it's to Max's point. Rico, hold the ball, waste a few seconds, but get the point, and move on for Brighton at home. But there's a lot of things were not right second half. But I keep going on about this. If you're not going to score two goals in a game in 2 months, you don't deserve to be in this league. Okay. And that's the problem. We're not scoring goals. We're not scoring one goal a game.
Right, my friend. You are right, and you and Max brought up a good point, and I want to go to Giannis because I want to get Giannis's thoughts, because I actually disagree with you guys on managing the game at the end. I understand what you're saying. Get the point. I don't have any issue with them going for it at the end. They were going for 3 points because at this point, you need to give everything that you can to win. So I disagree with managing the game. I know what you're saying. We need every point, but they were going for it.
Well, Ross, there's only 20 seconds left.
I know.
It's very likely we're going to score. The more likely thing is they're going to go back and score on us, and that's what happened. I love going for it, but at that point in the game, there is no point. There is so little upside for such a big risk.
Okay. Giannis, your thoughts on this. I want to talk about this because I slightly disagree with the guys. I see where they're coming from, but I don't want to change the mentality that you go for the win.
Well, Cloughy would say in his heyday, it takes a second to score a goal. And with 14 points, I don't have a problem going for it. I really don't. I mean, so we get a point and we get 15. We do the unthinkable and get the win and we get 17. But I'm strangely calm after this game because there were some very, very good performances that make me wonder that if maybe there was something here where a couple more additions was helpful. I mean, there were certain players that, came off the field today where I'm just lauding the effort. I thought Callum Chambers was absolutely magnificent.
Excellent.
I thought Le Marchand, I think, did a very good job. Seri, I thought, worked very, very hard today. Babel was a revelation because all of a sudden now Tottenham had real trouble trying to deal with two strikers who were very good at holding up the ball. Babel could technically have scored a hat-trick. Mitrovic put in a fantastic shift today. Mm. I mean, there was I thought Schürrle actually had a good game as well. I thought he tracked back pretty well. That disallowed goal, fantastic volley, you know. And that gives you hope. It gives you heart. So we lost, but you know what? I'm sure Ranieri is going to go back in the change room and go, so we've lost that, but we've got to hold our heads up. We've put a really, really good shift today, and we've given Spurs all they can handle, and we're a bit unlucky. But the next game's Brighton. And we can beat Brighton. We can beat, and then we've got the Palace. So there are a couple of reinforcements. You know what? You never know. But I did love the effort today. Yeah. It's devastating to lose the way it did. But if I'd been Ranieri, I'm going to be honest, I'd have done the same thing. I'd say, let's see if we can nick it. So we lost it late. Well, you know what? It is what it is. It's done.
Yep.
But I'm hoping we can take heart from the effort we put in today for our next game.
Okay. I want to go back to the guys. Max, first to you, and then I'll go to Emilio. Your thoughts on what Giannis and I are saying is, again, just disagreeing with the approach at the end. I understand where you're coming from. Your thoughts on what we're both sharing here.
You know, if we'd been all over them in the second half like we were in the first half, then I'm with you guys. But we just showed a complete lack of attack in that second half. We really had nothing going forward except Mitro. Cabano, I love Cabano as a person. I don't know why he was on the pitch. I love Sesnino as well. I thought this was one of his worst performances. Nothing on him. I think he tries every match, but his confidence is shot. And honestly, that's one of my biggest gripes with Ranieri, is that he's mismanaged Ryan Sesnino terribly. And we're going to lose him this summer, I think, no matter what, because of that. And Mitrovic, he was really more focused on fighting Davins and Sanchez and trying to score goals in that second half. Again, another great shift, but he was exhausted. So when you have the players up there that aren't going to get you goals, I don't think we had goals in that team second half. So for me, you just got to play it safe. And listen, we can talk about that all we want, but the passing was poor. Brian had a very weak pass. Sesino's touch was poor. Listen, if you're in there, get it down the pitch. At least hoof it long, but we just lost easy passes in the middle, and that was most frustrating for me.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't look like scoring second half. I know what we're trying to do is play on the break. We got caught offside a few times.
Yep.
You know, lob harried balls. Odoi and Christie had some promising runs, but then the final ball was very, very weak. You know, we kept giving the ball away far too cheaply. So, you know, to Max's point, if we were making chances in that second half and pushing and pushing and getting closer and closer, then I could agree, keep going on until the whistle blows. But we weren't creating nothing second half. So the fact that we were still in it 1-1, Tottenham were technically the better team, and if anyone was going to score a win, it was going to be Spurs. You hold fire. You defend, you protect your lead, and don't give nothing away. But I don't think we actually – it was just naivety, really. But that's what makes it frustrating. But there's other things we should be focused on.
Well, Emilio, let's talk quickly about the goal, what you saw, the winning goal from Winks.
The winning goal, again, it just feels like Rico just trying to kick the ball long. You know, you should have just protected, you hold the ball, waste a few more seconds, but kicked it long, lost possession. And it just felt like the ball was good cross. But to me, my reaction was, why didn't he come and punch that or come, you know, show some authority on his, you know, in the penalty area? He didn't do that. He just stood in his line. And I think it was Joe Bryan who should have done better.
Yeah.
Joe Bryan had an average game, to be honest. He's not a Premier League defender, to be very frank. But he got caught out. And that's what's disappointing. Yeah. You know, we
Wolves
could have
match.
Come away with a
with same
a point.
Wolves match, huh? Same wing, same keeper error, and Joe Bryan error combination.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think that's what I just saw. Rico, to me, could have done better. I haven't seen a replay. I haven't got the benefit of that. But from where I saw the other end of the pitch, Rico could have showed a bit more authority there.
Okay. Giannis, your thoughts, as I mentioned to you guys off air before we started, the guys at NBC Sports were blaming Sergio Rico on this. Your thoughts?
It's easy to throw the keeper under the bus. But the first goal, the ball's come over, Reams completely bloody missed it, and you saw his reaction when the ball went in the back of the net.
Yep.
And the cross that came in, am I stupid, or did Dennis Odoi duck? Dennis Odoi ducked when the ball came back across. Check the replay. He ducked.
Okay.
So what the bollocks was he ducking for? Second goal, okay, Comsi, Comsi, you come for that. But where's Brian? That's his man.
Yeah.
That's his man. He was becoming his man. What are you doing?
No, I agree with that part of that.
And it's just at some point, okay, we're all screaming and yelling because we've conceded 51 goals in the league.
Yep.
Is it because of our keeping? No, it's because we can't defend a lick. So you've got to take very long, hard looks in terms of our back four, back five, and whether they're doing the job. And the answer, unfortunately, is no. There's only so much we can do. I mean, yeah, we got to get. We're not going to win games if we only score one goal. Absolutely. But what are we going to do? Beat teams 5-4?
Sure.
We're not. Here's two clean sheets all year to me tells the story. It's all you need to know. And it's not even collectively defensive errors. It's basic individual. Ream kicking at air. Odoi ducking. What's he ducking? It's daft stuff.
Yeah.
And that is the difference between when you've got a solid back four with experience. I thought Sanchez had a very good game for Spurs today, even though I thought Mitro was brilliant. They had a great tussle. But it's that kind of, it's that attention to detail, it's that focus. And the game lasts 90 minutes, right? So I'm not going to throw Rico under the bus for this one, because then we're going to start, people are going to start talking about, oh, let's get Betts back, or why don't we give Fabry a, you know,
there's no question that Rico has been by far a better keeper, you know, this season by far. You know, we all make mistakes, but I still go back to the fact that our substitutions didn't make a difference.
Right.
Barnard barely touched the ball. Cisse showed he didn't pay attention. And Sessegnon looked disinterested and caught offside more times than passes. So those three, that was, to your point, Yanis, there's not enough depth there on that bench. You know, on paper it looks strong, but I would have put Kearney on instead of Cisse there.
Cisse.
If anything, put Kearney there.
I agree. Teddy, I agree. And not only that, actually, it's funny. That Sessegnon's time on the pitch has now pointed out as to why he's not starting. I got it. I absolutely got it. Because Renier is saying, okay, I want players that are up for the fight. And Kearney's a very good player, but he's a gravy player. How would he have done in that environment today? I'm not sure. I thought Theory had a very good game. Cess, you're right. He did look disinterested. And he needs players up for the fight. And Babel, how can Babel come in, a 32-year-old, and make the difference that he made? He was fighting like a hound dog. And that's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, the overall, but again, I'll take courage from certainly the first half, but, you know, we've got to be more clinical. And that's, hopefully, Babel will get a bit more, you know, match fit. If that chance early on had come halfway into the game, or 30 minutes, 40 minutes, it might have been a different story. But it's unfortunately, it came so soon when he was maybe a little bit rusty and quite cold.
Yeah,
so,
could have, should have, would have, though, Miller. That's the problem. We have these opportunities, and when we're on top, we don't take advantage of it enough.
We've not scored two goals in the league game since November, and that's the reason why. We know we concede goals, but if you concede two, you're not going to score three. If you concede one, you're not going to score two. We haven't done that in 2 months. That's the problem.
Yep.
You know, it keeps getting overlooked, and I keep banging on about it. I feel like a broken record. And that's today. Having scored two goals in the first half, we would have come away with something in that game.
Okay, very good. Max, real quick to you. Thoughts on Rico and the second goal, and then I want to go to Emilio to wrap us up.
I'll blame him, but I'll blame Ryan, and I'll blame him for the build-up into it. I mean, the blame goes all around, and I think at the end of the day, individual errors. I thought as a back five, they're quite good. As individuals, Ream fluffs, Adoy ducks, Brian doesn't get back, Rico stuck to his line. We need better players, and
I agree. I think we're not good enough.
I mean, I think the fact of the matter is, it's January 20th. We're in the Premier League, play with a championship defense.
It's
always been like that all season, and it was a fucking disgrace. And that's from the summer, and it's killing us the entire season. And we can sugarcoat all we want, but you know, if your defenders are like that,
well, it got exposed in this match.
Not good enough.
Yeah,
every match, Russ. Every match.
True. True, very, very true. But I think it was really on display in this match with the two mistakes. So it's very good by all of you guys talking about it. Neil, I want to go to you for the final word, and then we're going to wrap this up. Just what do you take out of this, and then we're going to end full time.
Go ahead, Yanis. Go ahead, you go, mate.
It really was. I thought it was a very entertaining game. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and we gave it everything we had, and Mr. Khan, if he listens to this show and he's been listening to the fans, you know, you've signed one player. So if you're really serious, about us staying up, you've got to get the reinforcements in now, because there was enough there on show today to say, who knows? But I was proud of the effort today. I'm just very disappointed in the result, but very proud of the effort.
Okay. Max, I'll go to you quickly because I went to Giannis. So real quick, final thoughts.
It's a full mesh. What can you say? The prevailing feeling is one of dread, and we had to join that first half.
Yep.
And I want to go on here and say, listen, it was a good performance. We'll beat Brighton. I don't know if I can say that anymore. Listen, we'll still fight. But one thing, listen, I was devastated after the match, and you know, my friends weren't necessarily Fulham supporters, but knew meant a lot to me. Reached out and said, listen, mate, Fulham have been around a lot longer than the Premier League. And we'll be a club no matter what league we're in.
Yeah.
And we'll be a club no matter what division we'll follow them. Sure. It's not a main defeat, but it just puts things into perspective. it's a terrible season, and it probably will end a terrible season, most likely looking at. The fact of the matter is, we're a loyal club. We're a storied club.
Sure.
And the fans aren't going to go away. No. The tourists are, the fairweather are. But people like us and the true players, they're going to stay with us. And that's my main takeaway out today.
Okay. Very good there. Over to you, Emilio. Final thoughts, and then we'll wrap this up.
You know, I think we can focus on those two mistakes. But, you know, Rico didn't have much else to do in the game. Let's be very frank. So I think I'm going to say bullish. I said if we play consistently or play more regularly like we did in that first half, we'll give other teams a run for their money. There's points still to be picked up. But let's at least go down with a fight rather than a wimp.
Right.
That's my opinion. But first half, I thought there's some encouraging signs there. Second half, it shows that we haven't got necessarily the depth there, the substitution. Schürrle, I think, stayed on too long. I disagree with Yanis. I thought Schürrle was awful today. I think he was our worst player. Other than that volley in the first half, which then resulted in a disallowed goal, he was just running around like a headless chicken. Terrible. You know, he should have been taken off a lot sooner. But there's some encouraging performances, but we've got a championship back four. We know that. That goes without saying. But we've got to start creating more opportunities and scoring from those chances. I actually missed Kamara second half. We had Kamara running at that defence second half for the last 30 minutes.
Tell me that.
A different outcome. I'm very certain of it. Forget what he's done behind the scenes, whether he's staying or whether he's going. But if Kamara was on the bench, able to come on, we would have got something out of that game. And that's the difference. We would not.
Wow,
that's
a very interesting take, my friend. You
know, that's what we haven't got. Babel came off. Sessegnon looked disinterested. Where was the offensive option? There was no offensive play then. There was nothing. So the fact that we were in the game at 1-1, to be honest, was a miracle, which is why I thought actually just take that point away and you know, take that confidence to the game against Brighton. Instead, we got sucker punched, and that will deflate us. I think that's going to deflate us. It's counterproductive, the fact that we conceded so late.
I totally agree there, Emilio. And listen, this whole match, you know, again, we are recording this just right after the match ended, pretty much just, you know, I would say 10 to 15 minutes afterwards. And it's deflating. We're all just obviously very upset with how this match ended. And I always like all three of you sharing your views on it. And so just want to mention, we will be doing a full post-match show. This is just full-time. We'll be doing it over the next couple of days. I'm not sure when it's going to be recorded, but it will be soon. And we have much to talk about. We just don't have time to do that in full-time because I certainly want to get into some key moments, one being a situation where I believe Fulham deserved the penalty. We'll talk about that in the post-match show. But anyways, let's wrap this up. For my co-hosts, Yanis Shenais, Emilio Danello, and Max Cohen, thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.